The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
When you hear that jingle, makes you want to kill yourself. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. It has not been a good year.
Feels good.
Does it?
Playoffs, baby.
No.
That's what counts.
No.
Last week was kind of obvious. We fucked up. Aaron Rye. It was all summer.
Was it?
He was due, right?
Sort of. So Cam Young was winning at one point.
Yeah, he was second place going into the fourth round, and he shot four over.
Sure did.
And he does what Cam Young does.
He sucks. I don't.
You could say that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. At this point, like, what are we hoping for?
Potential.
With Cam Young?
Potential.
But it's skill. The same thing with Ludwig.
Ludwig's won.
Ludwig on this thing.
Ludwig's won twice.
He's been a top five odds guy every single tournament all fucking year long.
And
every
has won twice, and he has also competed in majors.
When did he win? When was the last time he won?
He won last year.
Where?
Twice. He won on the DP World Tour, and he won on the...
Doesn't count. That doesn't count.
That does count.
We don't do that on the show.
And then he also won, I forget what event. It was a fall event.
Yeah, exactly. It was a fall event, the two though. That don't count where nobody's in. Nobody cares. No one fucking cares, dude. This has been a brutal, brutal season here. Explain the rules for everybody this week here.
What are the rules? There are no rules.
Isn't this the FedEx Cup?
It is. It's the playoffs. But I guess top 50 make next week.
Okay, top 50 makes next week, yeah. And then after that, does it cut down?
Yeah, then it's top 30.
Okay, so gotcha.
Three more events. We're in Memphis, your favorite
Walking
city.
Walking in Memphis. Yeah. Mark Cohn, dude. Conehead.
Down to 70 dudes.
Thank God. This golf season couldn't come to a close faster for me, man. I enjoyed the Olympics.
It goes on. Awesome. The show goes on, because then we got the fall events.
Well, I'm done after that, but and I've lost all of my money all year round on this bullshit, and God, it has been a dark, dark summer for me golf-wise. I don't know that... When's the last time one of us won?
Bryson for me.
Bryson?
Yeah, U.S. Open.
At the U.S. Open? Yeah. Okay.
We've been close.
I've had six second-place finishes this year. Two wins.
You know what's even
darker?
One
was a team event. I
doubled down Sunday on Grazerman.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You dirtbag.
And because he had a two-shot lead, and then I max bet him.
Oh,
he eagles the hole, takes a four-stroke lead.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm good. Checked out. Tune back in. He's down.
Down.
He lost by two.
Yeah, down by two.
An epic collapse by Max Grazerman.
It was weird, man, because they were going through the darkness, which I agree with. Like, if you can squeeze it in, squeeze it in. And who gives a shit? You're all professionals. And then Matt Kuchar walks off the fucking course.
Kuchar saved par, though.
Did he?
Saved himself $58,000.
$58,000, yeah, is what he got for that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does it mean a lot to him at this point in his career?
It might.
$58,000?
It might have hit this point, yeah.
I don't remember.
Kuchar's an odd bird, man.
He's very odd.
A weird dude.
He's very, very odd.
Every interaction I ever had with him at Golf Channel was just off.
Was it?
Yeah.
He seems like that.
He's
from Georgia. And that's, by the way, friends of mine who know him said the same thing.
Not in like a bad way, but
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's not there.
No, that's what my friend said too. It was weird, man. I've never met him, so I have no idea. But looking at this week's odds, like, usual suspects are at the top two here. Scotty, fucking 3.5 to 1. God,
coming off his gold medal win.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Yeah.
They loved the Olympics. Those were a blast. This last weekend's tournament was not fun. Xander Schauffele here coming in second. Roars, Colin Morikawa, and then your boy Ludwig.
You can save Colin Morikawa.
Are you going back to the well with Ludwig again?
You know it.
Yeah.
I mean, the graphic's already up, but...
I didn't look.
Yeah, of course I'm going to my boys.
Okay.
I'm really going to go with guys I like. That's what I've decided.
If you're going to lose money, you might as well
go down with my guys.
Yeah, people you actually like.
So I'm going down Ludwig Aubert. He's 20-1. Put 100 bucks there.
Okay.
We'll go Justin Thomas just because 38-1 for... He's already won here before. It's TPC Southwind.
Yeah, why not?
He's got a good record here. He's 38-100 bucks there. And then just because of the odds, 85-1. I know he's had a bad season. Hasn't played particularly well the last couple of months.
No.
But I listened to an interview with him on the No Laying Up podcast before coming into the studio. And I'm going to go with the podcast bump, 85-1 for a Max Homa win.
He's a great interview. Was the show good?
Yeah, it was a great show. Yeah. He's a good interview.
I wish he was the guy. That's the guy you want doing the interviews and having fun doing the stuff, you know? But he just can't do it.
85-100 bucks. 100 bucks wins over eight grand.
Yeah, it's amazing. $8,500.
Yeah, Max, you can do it. I mean, save your season. Then we're going top 10 on Eric Van Rooyen at plus 890, 100 bucks. And top 20s on Justin Thomas at plus money, 200 bucks there. Ben Griffin, plus 255, 100 bucks. Justin Rose, he's coming in the round.
He played well this year at the British Open.
Yeah. Justin Rose is plus 255, 100 bucks. Eric Van Rooyen again, EVR, plus 290 for a top 20. And then Taylor Moore, plus 295 for a top 20.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Look, guys, I'm throwing darts at a board here. If you're taking my picks, I'd call the suicide hotline at this point because it has not been great. I apologize. Now, the second place finishes, nothing I can do about that, obviously. But the rest of this, you would have figured one of these would have fucking dropped here at this point. My God. I'm going with Patrick Cantlay at 22-1 just because I hate him. And
didn't work out for you last week.
Close. Cam Young was leading.
He wasn't in the mix at all.
He was leading.
Yeah, because
after three,
he played like three rounds in one day.
So what? He was leading the fucking tournament after three.
Well, no, he wasn't. Apart. He was down three. He was in second place.
He was leading after two. Mm. Why do you do that every show? You know he was fucking leading, for Christ's sake.
He was not. He was always in second.
He was leading.
Grazerman got to 15 under. Cam Young was at 12.
He was leading after two rounds, dude. Then I'm just going to go Willie Z. 100-1. It's 100-1. Why not? I need to try to chase some of this money back. That'll give me $10,000.
I wish he was healthy. He's not healthy.
$10,000. Maybe he'll show up this week. Who knows? And then another guy who's been playing well the last few weeks and just kind of keeps popping in and out. And, you know, I do this throughout the year. I'm going to go Billy Ho at 41-1 here.
Yeah.
But let's face it.
Scottie
Scheffler.
Aaron Rye to the victory last week. He was, like, hyped up for Aaron Rye.
Are they homies in real life?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's odd.
I think he was just excited to be in the mix.
It's odd. But yeah, man, it's been a weird year. And I truthfully miss the guys from LIV.
That doesn't matter.
I wish they were in this.
If you miss the guys from LIV, you would watch LIV.
I do. I'll pop on over. From time to time.
You up to date with the team standings?
No, I don't do any of the team
shit.
You're
a big fireball guy?
I don't do the team shit. I'll just kind of... Legion? I'll see who wins, and then I'll try to push it over to the majors. But this is a weird feeling this year. Because usually with the FedEx, it's all the top dogs. And I don't, like Eric Van Rooyen, I don't even know who the fuck that is. You're getting it 890 for a top 10, that is nuts, dude. Like, I understand why you took it, but... If we're going for Eric Van Rooyen,
EVR's dope.
I don't know who he is.
You would like him.
That's where we're at, man. And we've got to combine these tours at all costs over the winter or whatever the fuck's going to happen.
Even if, I mean, the combined doors, EVR would still be on the tour. It's not like he's just a...
Barely.
He's not a no-name.
Barely.
He's a guy.
I've never heard of him.
That doesn't mean anything.
It sure does, dude. I know household names. I like sexy golfers. I like entertainers. I don't know who this is. You give three names to a serial killer, for Christ's sakes. Like, you don't do that in golf.
Well, I know two things about EVR.
What's that?
He shows up in Mexico.
Okay.
And he shows up in the FedEx Cup playoffs.
There you go.
That's all I know.
There you go. One more time with your picks.
We're going Ludwig at 20-1 to win. Justin Thomas at 38-1 to win. And then Max Homa at 85-1 to win. Then top 10s on Eric Van Rooyen. And top 20s on Justin Thomas, Ben Griffin, Justin Rose, Eric Van Rooyen, and Taylor Moore.
I like that. And then for me, I got Patrick Cantlay at 22-1 Willie Z at 100-1, Will Zalatoris, and then Billy Ho. I'm going with just my nicknames on people this week, 41-1, and then we'll see what happens. Whew, this has been a rough one, man. Football is real, real close. I can sniff it. I can fucking sniff it right now, and I need it. I need it back. I got to refill this account on my bookie.
You're going to lose all that money, though, in October.
You know.
You're going to put a just irresponsible amount of money on Ohio State to beat Oregon.
Sure aren't, dude. And I'm actually going to jack up that spread. I wonder if it's out. Some of the big games they have out right now, they've got alt lines for all this shit, too, which I fucking love about my bookie. It's probably too early, right? It's October 12th. It's way too early for that.
Yeah, probably.
There is a spread on Texas, Michigan, though. It's week two.
Week two.
That's already out. It's +3.5 over there.
I don't have high expectations for Michigan, but, you know, I was dogging them all last year.
You were, and they won the national championship.
Still don't buy it.
But, yeah, I
feel like I'm vindicated. They cheated their ass.
You're looking at a 5K. Yeah, I don't know when that's going to drop, by the way. Like, you suspend Harbaugh for 5 years. You caught the other coach deleting text messages to Connor Stallions. Why doesn't the hammer come down on the rest of the program yet? Very, very odd to me. But yeah, that's going to be probably a 5K game for me. Oregon, Ohio State. Do you think Oregon will be favored?
Yeah.
At home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
Oregon's really good.
And yeah.
Oregon's really good. And also, you don't need to win that game.
Ohio State? No, they're going.
Because you're
going
to play them again in the Big Ten Championship.
They're not going to lose this year.
But all I'm saying is you're going to have to play them twice at least, and then you'll probably play them three times in the playoffs.
If Ohio State, you have more motivation because then you want them to have two losses so you don't have to play them again in the Big Ten Championship. Because let's face it, Penn State is only going to have one loss. So if Oregon gets knocked off twice.
Don't buy the Penn State.
Because I believe they play Michigan and somebody else.
Stop buying Franklin. Franklin needs to go.
It's not that. I buy the schedule. So their schedule is really easy this year.
It is, but they're going to lose.
I've only got one loss.
They're
going to
lose two games. They're going to lose a stupid
game. Ohio State's in when they're going to lose two.
For sure.
But the rest of them, it shakes out pretty nice for Penn State. And I believe in Drew Allar. Either way, it cannot get here fast enough. Super fucking amped. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today and turn your love of sports into your new side hustle. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.